Sapsapai, chnom kamai. Chnom kamai. Okay, why I love Cambodia, Phnom Penh, especially the walk street. Right. So, some thoughts. The first thought is, yeah, like Cambodia might be the, not Disneyland, Cambodia might be the happiest place on earth. The people are like insanely nice, friendly, kind, cheerful, and very joyful. So the reason why this is a virtue is because, I don't know, I think my general sense is, like, you think about societies on the up and up versus kind of like degrading societies on the down and down. So America is going through a bad phase right now, where maybe besides Irvine, ain't nobody having kids no more or wanting to have kids no more. Yeah, like fake notions of liberalism. The waterfronts are amazing in Phnom Penh. So yeah, I think waking up in the morning, you're curious, Air Kim, the Lumix S9. Is this S9? I think so. Full frame with a 26mm f8 pancake is the new goat. And yeah, like, yeah, it's I call it the baby Godzilla. But anyways, so ways to think about this. So yeah, I think one of the great virtues of being in Cambodia is, yeah, like, people are just like generally happier. I mean, it's one of these funny things. Okay, so philosophically, the question is the point of life to be happy? Question mark. Right? And this is my read on it. So if you're to be happy, just move to Phnom Penh, Cambodia, right? If you were to have more power, right? America's your choice. So, you know, really, like, and also the virtues of bouncing around. Like, you don't want to live nowhere forever, right? And once you find out that your beloved rural Ramon pants are only cost $5 to produce, your $32,000 Birkin bag is only $1,000 to produce, yeah, you start to see the world differently. Or if I told you that your $300 pair of Nikes only cost $7 to create, would you think differently? Also, another funny thought I had too was, like, the reason why I'm so suspicious of TikTok is, like, the asymmetry here is that, like, it, like, you know, social media from America is banned in Cambodia, but is it banned also elsewhere? Question mark. Yeah, and actually, yeah, I mean, if I was president, I would totally ban TikTok for America. I'm like, nah, don't trust that PRC propaganda, right? But anyways, so yeah, I think virtuous ways to approach life is, I mean, honestly, traveling really never hurt nobody. I think it's only ever really benefited people, right? And that's why I just feel like I could think better when I'm here. And never underestimate the effect of a good night's sleep. Another thought too is, yeah, don't get suckered by like a quote-unquote riverfront view. Better to stay in a hotel that's insanely quiet and nice. And then later, just go on a walk to the riverfront. Views are often a scam. Yeah, the new luxury is peace and quiet. So yeah, I think some ways to think about this. And also, like, Cambodia is the most smiley place. You'd like anyone, he even looks at you kind of sus, you just kind of smile and nod your head. We do the akunchiran, you do the peace sign. Everyone likes it. And also, contrary to popular belief, yeah, Cambodia actually, like, super clean. People in Asia always cleaning, which is a good thing. Actually, what's super interesting to me about Cambodia too, right? So you come to Phnom Penh, you come to the riverfront. It's like actually like all relatively underdeveloped, which is fascinating to me because you always think that you know, waterfront property should be like if this is Hong Kong, there would be like mega skyscrapers everywhere. Yeah, shout out to my friends Vishal and Jeffrey Chen back in Hong Kong. And yeah, I think like the people of Cambodia, the importance of this cannot be understated. So, you know, I've met so many expats who have lived here for like 7, 8, 9 years. And they're like, oh, I've been to Thailand. Da, da, da. And then the interesting thing is, so Cambodia versus Thailand. Apparently in Thailand, people are quite like, kind of like superficially friendly. But the issue is that people are a bit cold. But here, like you smile at people universally smile back. So yeah, just living here, I just feel smilier and more happier. I mean, so for some references, you live in a super luxury, nice high rise, floor to ceiling window, full service maids, whatever's, house cleaners. So a one bedroom, two bedroom, like in the best place, like maybe $1,500 a month versus like what, $3,200 a month in LA. And I think the purchasing power parity is interesting because you hear your money goes at least 10x. So for example, you go to a restaurant, it's like amazing. It's like things on this menu, right? It's still like things on the menu. You get food items for like $7, $5. Order a chicken leg for your kid at $1.50. It's like I haven't seen these prices in like 20, 30 years. Prices are good. And yeah, like everyone you just meet is just so much more like kind. And I also think the problem in America is that everyone's kind of like indignant, right? And also America has some difficult growing pains too, because it's like a deeply racist country in which, you know, like certainly everyone's American, right? But we don't all nationalize ourselves as being American, right? It's like we just kind of tend to create boundaries based on race, right? Like whereas if you're French, right? So everyone's like, I'm French, right? It's like, no, you, where are you really from? They're like, I don't understand the question, right? Je suis Marseillais. Yeah, and I think some hostile things that happen in America is there tends to be kind of more of like, I mean, okay, my theory, I think it's kind of an entertainment thing. So people want to see racial divides and stuff because you get more advertising clicks on the telly and the interwebs, right? But I rather prefer the idea that, you know, just, yeah, living kind of more of a zen, honest life. Also things which are really cool about Cambodia, Phnom Penh, this nice riverfront, is that yeah, everyone uses US dollars, everyone speaks English, and I cannot understate the reason why it's so useful that everyone speaks English and uses US dollars. It is because, wow, somebody's swimming. Not sure how clean it is, but Wow.
Dr. Dre. The waterfront good. Yeah, I guess a lot of parties last night. Oh yeah, also another random thought I had too was rather than money, more so than money, nice thing you just give people is like human kindness and decency and friendliness, right? So the question is, like, do I miss anything about America? I mean, certain things I do miss. Like, I miss my off-the-grid garage home gym. I miss my Texas Power squat bar. I miss my 50-kilogram weights. I mean, besides that, nothing else. I mean, also, the upsides of living in America is that you could just buy everything for way cheaper, right? On Amazon Prime and buy merino wool and Outlier or whatever. But besides that, no, not really. I think here, I suppose the upsides is that you can just walk around more. Phnom Penh, especially the waterfront, extremely walkable. And also shout out to my friend Viz, who runs Monkey Fit Gym. Probably the best like commercial gym, powerlifting gym I've been on the planet, right? It's kind of the best. And also what I like about Cambodian culture, there's no like nanny culture. I think even Elon said to Joe Rogan, like his fear of the OpenAI thing is just becomes a nanny bot, right? And I do agree with the sentiment that I'm kind of like, I prefer Grok over chat because, yeah, too much in any culture with chat GPTs. I think, for example, some of the downsides is like, it's just kind of like bland. Whereas Grok, I mean, technically chat GPT is better than Grok, but Grok at least is more entertaining. It's more fun, it's more entertaining, etc. And so as a consequence, I just have more fun with Grok. I feel like Grok is less censored. Too much censorship on ChatGPT. I mean, certainly both is gonna have censorship. And I think the big thought about AI is ultimately AI don't have the answers. The questions are more interesting than the answers.